Phil, you got a smile on your face, and no wonder.
Yeah, very pleased. I said before the game, the build-up, that you know, this was going to be a tough game tonight. A couple of weeks ago, they were second in the table. They've had a bad run of results, and you know that could make these games even harder. But I think all round it was a really committed team display, and I thought we got better as the game went on. First half was a bit frantic in the local derby atmosphere, but second half we played a lot more calmness, and when we did, we looked really dangerous.
And Bolton haven't won here in the league since 1929. That's 87 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's a long time, but I said to the lads yesterday that I can see the reasons why, because playing for Bury, I know that when these games come around, how you know the whole town you know builds up to it. And maybe in the past, Bolton have come here and think, well, this should be easy tonight. We're Bolton Wanderers playing at Gig Lane. And I can see how that's happened. But tonight we've put that record to bed, and I'm so pleased.
Next to top, home game to come against Port Vale.
Yeah, saw them at the weekend, and another good side. Played very well in the second half against Oxford at the weekend. And like any game, if we dare to drop our performance levels, then we'll be in for a rude awakening. We've got to be right on the money. Every supporter who comes in to the Macron Stadium as well has got to come in ready to play their part, because you know that's a huge game now, because that after that it takes us into the FA Cup, so we won't have a league game for a couple of weeks. So you know tonight has set that game up, and you know I'm really looking forward to it, but it's going to have to be the same commitment levels, you know, and the same spirit we're showing at the moment.
I guess for all the right reasons, Zach Clough will you know control the headlines, if I could use that description, but you've got a lot of players really playing out of the skin, haven't you?
Yeah, I think you know we're getting the clean sheets, which is good, but that stems from the whole team working, the back four and the goalies get the plaudits for that. But if you look at Zach and Sammy in particular, the work they're doing without the ball for the team, and you know I keep speaking to them about that the modern day you know attacking players have to do both sides of the game. There can be no passengers without the ball, and you know I thought their work rate tonight kind of typified the team's performance.